Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. People in southwestern Florida continue to pick up debris following last week's Hurricane Ian. President Biden visited the state yesterday and offered additional federal help for cleanup efforts. More than 200,000 customers still don't have power. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says officials are working to restore electricity to the devastated barrier islands, still cut off from the mainland.
Because of the bridge situation with the causeway in Sanibel, as well as the bridge in Pine Island, we were airlifting linemen onto both of those islands to be able to start surveying the damage and creating a plan for restoration.
Florida officials also say the hurricane's death toll has now reached 120 people. A new NPR Marist poll finds some improvement in how Americans are viewing President Biden. But with a month now to go in the midterm elections, there are some warning signs for Democrats as well. NPR's Domenico Montanaro has more.
Biden's approval rating now stands at 44%. That's an increase of 8 points since July. The uptick is due to Democrats and independents. That could help Democratic candidates this fall who are standing for re-election. But the poll also found some key Democratic voting groups, like young voters and black voters, are the least likely to vote. And voters' top concern continues to be inflation, something Republicans have hammered Democrats on. Republicans are spending millions of dollars on that and crime, helping to close the gap or extend leads in some key races that could determine control of the Senate. Domenico Montanaro, NPR News, Washington.
Detectives in Northern California are investigating at least six murders they believe could be the work of a serial killer. Police in the city of Stockton have released surveillance video of a person who is sought for questioning, but NPR's Eric Westervelt reports they have little else to go on.
Ballistics evidence and/or video surveillance have linked seven shootings, six of them fatal, to a possible serial killer who was struck in Stockton and once in Oakland, some 70 miles away. Stockton officer Joe Silva says most of the victims were Hispanic men. At least two were homeless. All were shot in the middle of the night.
All of our victims in all these cases were alone. They were in dark areas, and they were basically ambushed by this suspect or suspects in this case.
There could be additional victims, he says, as detectives are poring over cold cases and reaching out to other police to see if this killer is linked to any other unsolved homicides. Eric Westervelt, NPR News.
Officials in Thailand say more than 30 people have been killed in a mass shooting at a daycare facility in the northeast of the country. Most of the dead are children. Thai officials say the shooter is a former police officer. Some media reports say the gunman took his own life. The Nobel Prize in Literature for this year has been awarded to French author Annie Ernaux. The Nobel Committee says this is for the courage and clinical acuity with which she uncovers the roots, estrangements, and collective restraints of personal memory. This is NPR. Media reports in South Korea say the South Korean military has scrambled jets. It's in response to what appears to be a dozen North Korean warplanes flying in formation near their shared border. Earlier today, North Korea fired two missiles into the Eastern Sea, and earlier this week, it sent a missile flying over northern Japan. The U.S., Japan, and South Korea have registered strong protests. Ukraine has submitted a bid to co-host the FIFA World Cup in 2030, along with Spain and Portugal. As NPR's Ashley Westerman reports, the collaborative bid is seen as a move of European solidarity in support of Ukraine.
Ukrainian Soccer Federation President Andriy Pavelko, at a press conference in Switzerland, said football is an important social force that supports Ukrainians in these difficult times. He says hosting the 2030 FIFA World Cup would be the dream of people who have survived the horrors of war. The bid, backed by Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, will compete to host the games against other collaborations between Egypt, Greece, and Saudi Arabia, and a joint four-country South American bid. FIFA will choose the 2030 host in 2024. Ashley Westerman, NPR News, Kyiv.
The head of the United Nations Nuclear Watchdog Agency is visiting Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, today. Rafael Mariano Grossi wants to talk to Ukrainian leaders about creating demilitarized zones around Ukrainian nuclear power plants. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.